Oh shit.
Wow. Rest in peace to Aaliyah.
Retro.
Back again. WTG. Big vibes, big vibes, big vibes. Shout out to everybody out there with our Apple Watch. Shout out to everybody out there that's motivated in life. Shout out to everybody out there that need motivation. Fuck, we here.
Yo. Shout out to everybody out there that don't need fake motivation, you know what I'm saying? What going on, Justin? You know what I'm saying?
Big grr. We in the building!
Yes sir, yes sir, yes sir. Yeah, I appreciate the love, bro. This man said, Keel said, yeah, I've been on a roll. The growth with the consistency is fire. Am I showing love, bro? I appreciate y'all, man.
Yeah, man, we balls deep, man.
We what?
You said we balls deep.
That's deep, Chris.
That's deep as fuck.
That's deep as hey, man. I'm about to fade this up, bro.
You should, man.
I ain't fading this fucker. You crazy? This fucker's chun. Oh, yo. No. Yo.
Hey.
I wanna fly to your house.
Ooh.
Hey. I wanna kiss you in the mouth.
Oh shit.
I get no more.
You are rapping out there too, dog.
Huh?
What you playing too, dog? Aye, man, feel that bitch. Oh, welcome to another episode of With the Green Podcast. This your boy, the coolest breezer in West Indies, Reno, in the building, in the his house. One time for the one time, cause over there, big cuz mountain in the house. One time for the one time, and we here, man. This is what we got. This is what we got. This is what we rocking with tonight. This is what we rocking with today.
This the lineup. It's the lineup. It's a dude's pod, man. It's a guy's pod.
Shout out to the 89% of the males out there. Yeah.
Shout out to all of you 89%.
Bro, that's
males.
Shit crazy, dog.
Let me tell him. You want me to tell him how we're going now? What the heck?
Yeah, tell him how we're going, man.
Yo, we've been doing such an amazing job. Like, when you look at the analytics and you look at the genders and the analytics, you know what I mean? Like, I thought it would have been like a little close, your check, but the niggas showing up for us, you know, so I appreciate y'all for coming through. At 89% male listeners and watchers,
no woman.
You know what I'm saying?
No woman. Is
so on. We thought we were getting flight for somebody. For hey, shout out to Aya for sure.
10% woman, 1% other.
Never.
We got alien, you know what I mean? Shout out to the extraterrestrial that are watching our pod, you know what I'm saying?
Whatever solar system you at, you know what I mean? Shout out to
solar,
you,
yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, we make it on the Mars algorithm, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we here. What going on at St. Croix? What going on back home, dog? You see somebody pop up a video of like some fucking lights just flying all over the sky, like I guess Sands over there, man.
That's Starlink, dog.
We talk about
what's Starlink?
That's satellites. That's Elon Musk.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so, yeah, cause yeah. Like somebody on St. Croix just randomly post a video last night, and they were like, "Yeah, man, them frig is alien, man." And like it was just like a bunch of like white lights on the sky, just going back and forth. I was like, "Man, what the hell going on back home?"
Oh, yeah. Charles, oh fuck, I just realized Charles back home for real. No, Charles, you don't care, dog. I'm out.
They're
trying to invade your island, dog. Like, you know what I mean?
I don't pay attention to that shit at all. I mean, even though that happened. Send me the video. Let me the video. I get you.
Yo, shout out to everybody for pulling through, man, to the live. Thank you everybody for rocking with us. You know what I mean? If I didn't check out the latest episode that we dropped today, by the way, it's WTG Wednesday. It's WTG Wednesdays. Ain't just hump day. It's WTG Wednesday. So every Wednesday we always gonna be dropping a lot. You know what I mean? So I just always been a lookout for a heavy load from the team. You know what I mean?
Boy, we gonna be dropping shit on Wednesday. Like, we just some clumsy ass niggas die. That's how much shit we gonna be dropping. Like, this nigga clumsy as fuck. He just dropped some more shit. Like, we just gonna be dropping on Wednesday. So look out for us on Wednesdays for real. We
so I check out the Big Chris episode out on YouTube, out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Prime, whatever you want to see it, it there. Whatever you want to hear it, it's there. Big Chris bring some food for we, and we had a time with my boy, you know what I mean? So I'll check it out if I ain't see it yet.
Let me ask you something. I eat before you bring the food.
Eat
I
was full, I think. Man.
Because I forgot, like, Thanksgiving day, that, you know what I mean? You don't eat no breakfast on Thanksgiving. You let it warm them, just eat up whatever in your belly, so you could just be starving. You know what I'm saying? That's how we approach that pod.
So Charles, right? We gonna keep it that being that, you know, we out there mashing work in Atlanta. You check, so like, we've been doing our thing. And we didn't eat. We was like, yeah, this is dinner. We ain't gonna eat because this is dinner, bro. And we get to the studio. And I guess partner misinterpreted our message for the studio. He thought the heck was supposed to be 11 p.m. That we've been there since like 10, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So he wasn't even home. He had to rush back for weed. The food get cold. We had to, you know, we had to make the man put the food, heat the food up and stuff for us. You know what I'm saying? And then we went to walk that.
Hey, like, hey, this so my way. This my way. This my come downstairs. You're like, my bad, guys. My bad, guys. And Chris was like, yeah, man. Fuck you dealing with. They're waiting. You gotta do better. You gotta do better. But I got dead serious, you know.
Like, facts, yeah.
I was like, oh, shit. Yeah, I was dead serious. What are you dealing with? Imagine a seven foot dude, like, fuck you dealing with, my boy.
And then you don't know him, the man, nice dude, your check says, like,
yeah.
After that, you just couldn't tell him, man. It just sound like, yo, ass up your check, but, like, it was smooth, though. That man was trying to steal some food, though. They was like, I want us to put it on a separate plate and bring it down for y'all.
Yeah,
Chris was like, nah.
And Chris was like, that's microwavable plates. I think I'm smart. I want to take a little piece for ourselves, and then you can microwave that there, brother. Chris, fuck up, because we are there waiting, you know what I mean? We're waiting for a minute, man.
But we ain't bashing them, though, because they've been waiting on us before, too, you know what I mean? So, like, definitely, like, yo, that's one of those times, man. But, yeah, that we were hungry, and, like, to not eat and part at the same time was hard. Cause I feel like if I was eating, I couldn't focus, you check? So I just been, like, taking my bites, and I put a plate down to the side, you check? LaShoy, she, happy birthday, LaShoy, by the way.
Happy birthday to the manager one time for one time, man. Pick up yourself.
She been killing her food, dog. And Chris, boy. I was watching the clips, dog. I'm not, no, I ain't missing nothing.
Well, that's the type of party it was. Like, eating party, you know what I'm saying? Food. The man was just here.
Yeah, I didn't think that part true at all, Charles. I was like, man.
What a pet peeve, my son.
I was like, these man was hearing the food smack and they mouth like napkin.
That's a million-dollar business, you know.
I agree.
That's a million-dollar business. ASR? That's what you call it?
Yes, ASMR.
ASMR, you know.
ASR,
you get people that just pay big money just to hear people chew and fuck. Hear people swallow.
You think the 89% of the listeners want to hear it?
I mean, you put ASMR in the friggin' hashtags.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck what I get on them algorithm. Them would have been going crazy. They would have been like, where the fuck? A whole hour of eating? Where my lotion?
Man, mouth just watering your check. You know.
Change show you, dog. Change show you. Hey, man, but we got a big show. Yeah, big ass show today for you, man. We got a lot to talk about. For real. So we're going to get right into it, man. You know what I'm saying? So you done already know, like, for the slate, or hey, we really talk about what going on in the DMs, what going on in the comments, all them good stuff. So one of our clips that went crazy, you know what I mean, was the struggle meal clip. You know what I mean? Even Charles pulled me up, he was like, cause there's no way hot dog is a struggle meal. And I go, what else you are, sir? You were like, hot dog ain't a struggle meal. And he said something else ain't a struggle meal.
Hot dog ain't a struggle meal.
So, yeah.
Hold on, Kwan, you're watching. You know, shout out to Kwan. This man said different, though. This man, yeah, careful,
dog. Dog is not a struggle meal.
You can't tell a man what his struggle meal. If Lab says your struggle meal, just struggle meal, dog. You know?
especially at St. Croix or St. Thomas, that shit is not no struggle meal. You know how much it costs against a pack of hot dogs?
I don't make macaroni and hot dog and ketchup. That's my struggle meal, dog. What are you talking
that's
about?
Now that's some kind of like a struggle meal, boy.
Damn.
You substituting chicken. That is a meat. Chicken and steak
protein.
And salmon for some hot dogs instead. That's a struggle meal. But a hot dog and a bun. That's not a struggle meal,
well,
bro.
Well, bun, sliced bread, my boy, if you're lucky.
But you have to say that, though. If I say that, then I'm like, yeah, okay, that's tough.
Okay, it's a crazy topic, you know, talking about hot dog, you know. Hey, man.
About crazy.
You know what's a struggle meal? Cornflakes with water. That's a struggle meal.
No, I never had that, you know.
That's a struggle meal, you know.
Shit never been that rough, my son. Water. Hey, it don't have a time. I don't have a time, like, oh my god, I couldn't wait to eat this cornflakes, like. And you know, like when you use a religious cornflakes eater, you gonna always know how much milk you get left. You check.
But hold on, cause the cornflakes with no sugar. You know, you gotta put a sugar in the cornflakes.
Oh, we're not even talking frosty flakes, we're talking about the actual corn.
No, like we're talking about cornflakes, cornflakes.
How we don't even get that in the house, dog. Yeah, like, I ain't gonna
with a big out of walk past Captain Crunch and Fruity Pebbles and pick that fuck up.
Like, who don't pick that up and I got not even eating it, bro? Like,
everybody had it though. That's what you mean. That's a struggle. But that shit was cheap, bro.
The fuck with old, forgot to be old cornflakes in the house, just sitting there waiting.
Okay, last thing to finish. Really elastic. I ain't gonna lie, yeah, the sugar used to go crazy. But yeah, you don't have that time, Ross, that like, you know, somebody had decided to like have cornflakes and they take from me milk, you check? But I didn't know. So I don't make a big bowl of this, a cereal, dog, a freak to the rim, dog. Because I don't already know how much milk I get left, you check? Gone in the fridge, pour up the thing. That frig just splash on the frig, you know. That frig wasn't even no like, it wasn't even no. That frig was just like a splash, like a spit, dog. And I had to just eat that frig dry.
Put no water.
No, I just been scraping for the milk at the bottom of the bowl, dog. And I just had to eat it like that frig.
Nah, I'll use like canned milk if I, you know, like regular milk. But I never try water though. Like, I guess I just luxurious.
Is canned beef and rice a struggle meal?
Nah, my grandmother fucked so? Slap. Nah, I don't think.
I still eat that shit today, though.
I would eat that today, you check?
Well, let me look at the comments right quick and see what some of the people them say. They had a girl that say, hot dog with sandwich bread and a slice of cheese. So no one ain't putting it in a hot dog bun, they putting it in a regular slice bread, cause.
That can be a struggle, man.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't get introduced to hot dog bun until like my later years, you know, like, oh, like, no, man, I've been missing out on life. I've been eating this heck with sliced bread my whole life. So somebody said this struggle meal is roti. I ain't gonna lie. If your struggle meal is roti, that means you live in life.
That what?
Roti?
A roti?
The fuck is the most expensive what? Thing to buy on St. Croix to eat,
a
dog?
Roti? No, man, what in a roti?
Ear. Fuck, it's just a roti skin.
Potato curry and just roti skin. A potato is cheap, you check, so that you really could have a shit ton of potatoes and just forget about it. So you really could for real, low-key, low-key.
Roti with no protein?
That's a tough roti.
Like, why waste your time to make it?
I ain't gonna lie, Chris. Yeah. Zakiya got a comment saying noodles and Vienna sausage.
I think noodles is the biggest
But what Vienna sausage like, though is that you trying to upgrade it though. Like you train something by
like, because you know sausage. Everybody that try make their noodles, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they own special way, you know what I mean?
Yeah, noodles and that's what my noodles.
I think noodles and sliced cheese is a flex.
if you put the noodles in and after you boil it and then drop the cheese on it and let the cheese melt, then mix it.
Flex.
Smooth.
Fuck smooth, that's what I'm gonna do in Asia, smooth. Bro. I fuck one of the smoothest things ever.
I ain't gonna lie, when I discovered noodles,
you was in college.
Nah, dog, I was walking lame tree.
That's when I discovered I was in college.
Never, I made the noodles from a kid, dog.
Nah, I just never. I, like when I open up the friggin' noodles thing and I see a little cube of fucking noodles, I was like, "What the frick the noodles is, dog?" Oh, like, "What the frick? This is the noodles." Pour the water, heat it up, and then it'll turn into the noodles. I didn't know
which noodles we talk with, the one that already in the cup or the one that you got, the one that flat.
It was in the cup, and then it had a little packet with a hot sauce. Okay. So like, yeah, it was hot noodles. That shit used to bang. Somebody said that this struggle meal is Johnny cake and tuna and green fig and butter or ketchup and rice. So that's the three struggle meals. So it's Johnny cake and tuna. That's one. Green fig and butter. And ketchup and rice.
Wait, start with the first
ketchup one, and rice, and that's it?
That's it. That's ketchup and rice, bro.
That ain't really a struggle meal, though. That ain't really a struggle
meal. Hold on, ain't a struggle meal.
That's a struggle meal, Ray.
I think ketchup and rice and tuna is more of a struggle meal.
Ketchup is the flavor, you know.
That's why I'm trying to show you. Your check as sometimes, like, let's say, like, for example, you eating, like, chicken, rice and ketchup. The chicken might done first,
Rain.
And you get rice left.
Rain. You get people with ketchup packets in at the bottom of the fucking dryer right now.
Get ketchup packets in my dryer right now.
That's exactly. Right, so it's like if you could just make rice alone, you looking around for flavor, you're like fuck not just the McDonald's packets.
The ones from like McDonald's or Wendy's.
Check.
And
exactly. Use the Chick-fil-A packets, man. You know where to go, man.
You see, yeah. So that's our struggle with me. Like it's so accessible to get the ketchup. And rice is like 20 cents for a bag of that fuck, dog.
That's a good struggle meal, though. That's a good struggle meal, though.
Johnny cake and tuna. How I feel, but that's a struggle
meal. Where you getting the Johnny? First of all, are you making a Johnny cake?
Yeah.
They're making Johnny cake, like, because it's just dough. It's just Johnny cake? Yeah.
We should, you know what?
I don't feel nothing with Johnny cake. It's a struggle meal. I don't feel so.
But you see the way how Chris thinking with rice? Johnny cake is a delicacy. The way how Chris thinking about rice, that's the same way how man would think with Johnny cake, though. You could cook it the same way, you know what I mean? You just fucking deal with it up and put it in the pot, you know what I'm saying? We should all make Johnny cake one day and do a competition. Who will make the best Johnny cake in here?
Which one are I gonna make the make it like a Gucci Link Johnny cake?
Probably you.
Yeah, probably me. probably. What about green fig and butter? First of all, what the fuck is green fig?
Like, you know what green fig is?
I mean, it's an educational moment, and if I don't know friggin' pull me out, what's going on? What's green fig?
I don't want to get canceled, so it's mountain roots. All that mountain.
I don't want to get canceled.
What's
roots?
Going on? What's going on here?
It's my family gonna call it and say, boy, you know what green fig is, boy? Yeah, like, I'm gonna light his ass up.
I get you. Hey, I'm chat GPT with this thing. What's green fig? I'm gonna get a real, not the real definition. Green fig can mean a couple of different things depending on where you're from. Caribbean culture, especially places like St. Lucia. Oh boy, cuz. No way they had an answer for me, cuz. No way. Green fig refers to unripe green bananas. Oh, yeah, green fig to go crazy. No, that fuck bad.
I know green banana, but I didn't know, like, we talking about...
Oh, yeah, green fig and salt fish. I had that before, for sure.
It's a popular, in a pot, right?
A popular dish in St. Lucia is green fig and salt fish with boiled green banana served with salted cod, peppers, and seasoning.
Yeah, that.
Okay. So that down, what he said? He said green fig and what?
Butter? That's a struggle.
Yeah, that's a struggle meal. God damn.
You could go butter and get
bread.
A struggle.
Just butter and bread is a struggle meal.
Yeah, we are
butter and banana, bro. Like that's a different type of struggle, though. Like you probably went outside and grabbed the banana real quick and just get some butter out of the fridge, dog. I put it in the microwave, you know what I'm saying? Like on the stove. Damn, he think I feel like he's like a potato. That's crazy.
Well, hey, let me see what our comments we have before we move on to the next topic. And somebody else, the next one is like PB&J. That's the last one. Everybody just saying hot dog down in the comments. Like, god damn.
I think they're only saying hot dog.
A peanut butter sandwich?
Peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter sandwich or sugar meal? I don't eat that fuck to this day.
Yeah,
It is,
but that's something you just give your kids just to give your kids, you feel me?
And then you're taking a bite before you get them.
I don't like, daddy, why you got a bite in my sandwich?
Like, I don't even consider it a struggle meal. But it is a struggle meal.
Like, I ever had peanut butter on a spoon?
Yeah, I mean, I think peanut butters and then white crackers. I never did that before.
If you try and
boil, that's a Puerto Rican thing, man, Rain. What am I showing your heritage, man? With a little cup of coffee? No, man, Rain. What am I showing your heritage?
No coffee, dad. Yeah, I mean, grab a little purple tin. I mean, grab like eight of them, fuck, you know what I'm saying? And get to work.
That's a Spanish. That's a Puerto Rican thing. Bad.
That fuck used to slap, dog. And if you get jelly, I ain't gonna let you change the game, dog. I ain't gonna keep to you.
Yeah, dog. Yeah, them white crackers with peanut butter. What are you that taking used to be me my back, lunch, man, Rain?
That used to be my lunch.
Sometime. How the fuck that's your lunch, dog? By the time it's lunchtime, the crackers are crack up the man. The man eating the fuck out the sandwich bag like.
I used to eat them fuck the with nothing. I used that fuck straight out the tin, bro. That's walking around eating that fuck, bro.
I feel you. Hey, Rizzo, we got transition into like beneath the surface now, you know what I'm saying? Since we've just basically talked about struggle meals, you know what I mean? Are there any like comfort meals, like a meal that is like, hey, Rizzo, today was a good day, or it could be like today was a bad day, and I need this meal I really want to eat, and it's gonna make me feel good inside. It could be a meal that make you think about your mom. It could be a meal that like you had with somebody that was special and it just take you back to that place. Are you getting a meal like that?
Porridge. No?
What?
He said porridge.
Oh, porridge, the one with the plate and you gotta scrape it out. Like you just lay it out on the plate.
Oh yeah, I know what the fuck you talking about.
The little leaf on it.
You see that, Rain? See how detailed the man is? That's a real comfort meal right there. The man know exactly how he want his
all porridge. The morning. First thing, they just all of them rest out on the table for me and my brothers. Them
see that?
Yeah, man. And you have to eat the porridge, like, you gotta go around. You gotta eat it around.
You gotta start from. Come on, Rain. You gotta start from the corner and in the middle, dog.
You gotta go all the way around.
We talking about
you never had porridge like that, Rain?
Oh yeah, that's cream of wheat for sure.
That's what we talking about.
Yeah.
Cream
of wheat. A bowl or on a plate? Like, you never had on a plate. In a bowl.
It's on a plate, not on a bowl. It's on a plate.
Wow. Yeah,
it's literally stick on the. It's literally stick on the plate.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you gotta eat it. Or you gotta go around to finish it.
Yeah, man. Vibe. What about you, Rain? You get any friggin' meals that you just like, it'll just make you feel good? And you can't say Chick-fil-A, dog. Like, goddamn, nigga. Give it a rest, dog.
I ain't gonna say Chick-fil-A. That's not comfort meal. That's an addiction. Let me see.
Nigga, I said that's an addiction.
That's a depression, man. No, man.
Yeah, like, you know what it is when you just hungry and it's like, what you gonna eat? And the first thing in your brain, Chick-fil-A, be like, damn, nigga, leave me alone, dog. Like, can I think of something else? Like, fuck.
They're about to be like, can I take your order? And Rain will say, yeah. And they're like, Mariano, the usual? Yeah.
That's bad, bro.
That is bad.
The man to see his car coming from the freeway. The man, set it up, no.
I get mad points, bro. I ain't gonna capture y'all. But you gotta come back to me. I don't really think I have a comfort meal, though. Honestly, I don't have I just start eating, to be honest with you. So
not even when you were small, bro.
Oh, I ain't gonna cap. My mother used to make me back in the day. Yeah, Charles. You see, that's why.
One thing Charles gonna do is pull something out of you, dog.
Pause.
my favorite comfort meal. My mother used to make me egg salad. I don't know if I ever had that, but I'm pretty sure you had egg salad before. But she used to make me that.
So how is that egg salad made? What goes into an egg salad?
Boil eggs. Mm-hmm. You just lettuce? Smash it up. No, you just smash it up and mayo. No, is it?
Oh, I know you're talking about now. I know you're talking about now.
Yeah, okay. I think crazy. Like when I was like kitchen, man, I for my birthday, man. I don't cry on the pot, man. Oh, hold on, man. That was a
bring
time.
It up, dog.
That's what he's saying.
You need the fucking surface. Let's go. That's what that's like.
Fuck?
That's
why I gotta text someone.
The Paris thing. I was like, wow, dog.
Now that man want to text your moms. You see, dog? Yeah, dog. It's comfort.
I had that fucking years.
For me now.
I got to pull she up. Like, you fucking up. What are you doing, man? It is joking, but he's joking. She probably watching like, what he said? What about you, Chris?
I don't know if it's a meal.
Can it be popcorn?
But it's is a peanut punch.
That too, yeah.
Like peanut punch. Like my grandmother used to always make me that heck because I used to like it. Like I used to like it to the point that like if anybody selling peanut punch, I just used to bait from them, man. To the point that like my grandmother see me drinking and she like, you know, I can make you some peanut punch, right? Like. And she make it for me. Like before, I used to make it myself. I used to go out and buy the heck. And like once my abuela teach me, I used to make it myself with a blender and pour it in like a old apple juice bottle and put it in the fridge. So yeah, peanut punch for sure.
Yeah, make that fuck too. Come here, them fathers who teach me how to make the heck. I'm at a restaurant, so I could make that shit the same way.
Yeah, that's peanut punch for sure. I like peanut butter.
So peanut is your shit, then your comfort is basically peanut, basically.
Yeah. Shout out to peanut.
The real nut, you know.
Hey, well, man.
I get one more.
Check this hungry dude out, man. Get so much.
No. Mama said you know someone we call it ice pop. Like in a cup. Someone call it Lindy, check like.
The
one in a small little cup?
Yeah, they either go to the little neighbor and get it for 25 cents. You know what I'm saying? How much that cost? 25 cents, right?
Wow, that shit gone up, man. I never spent more than 50 cents for an ice pop in my life. You know?
Used to get from school, too.
Nah.
I ain't gonna lie, I used to get ice pop every day. And then it's like, the lady up the street named Miss Green, she used to sell Pokemon cards. So, like, what I used to do is, instead of buying ice pop, because my grandma used to give me money for the ice pop every day. Instead of buying ice pop, I used to just save the heck and walk a little bit down the road and buy some Pokemon
cards. Miss Green used to sell ice pop too. That's the crazy part about it.
Yeah, but Miss Green, ice pop, were in Boston, like the woman on Main Street. That's
Omar.
Yeah, the woman on Main Street, because she had pink milk, you check.
She used to have some crazy fuck mountain. I ain't gonna cap, dog.
Like, used to go crazy. It was like a different texture from the rest of them, dog. It had taste like I was eating ice cream, dog. Like, yeah, it was crazy. So it's like, yeah.
I wonder what make them wake up one day and be like, I'm gonna start selling these fuck to these kids. That's one that would make them think of that heck, dog. It's just juice, you know, and they frozen.
Just used to have the friggin' sign on outside, and you just watching it and see what you get. Yeah, my heart used to be broken every time, and when I see pink milk on the heck, I used to be like, man, frig these, man.
Harry, where's he get for you, big dog?
Harry, man, so we could get right into the fam meals. You know what I mean? If you guys saw the flyer all year, it's basically ladies, single baby mamas. Shit, you don't even have to be single. As long as you ain't with your baby daddy anymore, you could have submit. What would you tell them if you had no consequences after? So you could just tell them whatever you want and you ain't gonna have no repercussions after. Like you ain't gonna get nothing. Nothing gonna happen to you. You could just get your shit off. So we had about how much submissions we had, Rain? Three?
We had three of them, big dog.
Hey, Reese, we could go ahead and run them one by one and talk about it.
Hold on, my son.
I want to thank everybody, man, who been like supporting the pod, who been like telling us to keep going. We love Aya, for real. Facts. Big things ahead, you know what I'm saying? Big things ahead, for real.
Big things ahead.
Humongous, ginormous things ahead.
The biggest things you could think about coming up, you know what I mean? For real.
Like, no doubt.
All right, they're going to run the first one. Chris, you might get a check and see if you send the correct fuck. Okay, it's only 1 second, but I'm going to try it though. You ready?
Wait, hold on. Let
Let me make sure.
Intermission time. This is not a commercial slot. You know, if I
press play, all of them says zero on my end, so see what happens.
Yes, sir.
If I could tell my baby daddy anything with no consequences, it would be that he's not as good of a father like he thinks he is, and he could do way better.
What? Damn.
That's it?
I mean...
Yeah, it looks so.
How you feel about that child? You think that's light?
I think that's something she needs to communicate to him.
I want to know why she think that he's a great father. Like, what he to be doing? Do he be posting his kids a lot? Do he be telling the internet that he's a great father? Like, what makes she think that he's a
great father? Yeah, like, I need more. Like, yeah, it's not enough. I need more. It's not enough.
So, like, yeah. Very well, shit. If you listening, my boy, you probably are, because 89% of the people that are listening is gay. You ain't as good as you think you is, dog. I mean, that's an ego blow. But at the end of the day, you know, just dig deep and see if you could be better, you know what I'm saying? And ladies, like, what would satisfy you? I feel like woman never satisfied, you know? I feel like he probably doing everything he's supposed to do, but, like, she gonna still want more, you know what I mean? Like, fuck like that. So yeah, what do you think?
I mean, I don't know them yet, check. So like, to be honest, like,
I need more information.
I don't know how, like, is it like you said, he just posting pics, so he like get him every 1 week, and then like get him every 1 week, and then it's like doing everything he think he doing good. I don't know that.
Like, what is pissing her off to even want to, you know, bring it up? Like, what is he doing?
It's like
somebody going on with a lot, and then somebody saying, like, in the comments, that like, you ain't all that. That's why I got off from that.
But what's going on with a lot, though? That's what I'm trying to say. Like,
that's what I say. Like, my brain is like, okay, if he feel like he's this great dad, he probably, like, showing the internet that he's a great dad. Probably making TikToks and shit.
That's why he's saying, like, is it that because of that, and he probably, and you know, behind the surface that he ain't doing that much, then it could be.
But sometimes, like, I ain't gonna lie, right? Sometimes the man probably just posting his kids, and it's really the comments of people like, oh my god, need more fathers like you. Yeah. Need more dads like you, such a great dad. Probably just the comments, you know?
Such an upstanding man.
It could also be too weird too, that she want he to do that he probably not doing that makes him, you know what I mean? Like, that's why he's saying, like, that could be subjective to her, unless he just a piece of shit that ain't doing nothing and he's saying he doing the world, and I agree with her, you know what I mean? But we just need more, you check. So if you listening, next time give more, so we could go crazy for you, you know what I mean?
For sure.
Don't let our mind speculate, because we want to think the craziest of the craziest. You check, like,
hey, that's when that shit they get fun.
She won't get fucked up and she won't call you and she won't freak out based off of what we saying, dog. You check, like, she can't get mad though.
This is what you give me to work with. We's a podcast, you know what I'm saying? Like, the less details you give us, the more holes we have to fill. So, we have to feel it, because we's a podcast. We have to deliver. Like, we can't just give the people them something with holy. You know what I mean? We got to fill the holes. Yeah.
So, mama, if you're listening, do over your family. And the next episode, we're running back at least a minute. We're going to give you a spotlight.
Hey, that frig will be dope for you. If she double back for you, that'll be dope.
Double back. You can vent, say everything. Talk to us. We get you.
Yeah.
Okay. I need more information.
All right, family number two coming in hot.
I'm basically what I tell you all the time. You know our address. You know where we live. Whenever you want to come and see your kids, or you want to call your kids, you can. I'm not stopping you from doing anything like that, but I'm just not forcing, I'm not forcing you to have a relationship with them if you don't want to. That's on you. I am not going to keep them away from you or anything like that, but just know I don't try, I guess. I don't really know how to word it. Yeah.
Got your thoughts, mama.
she definitely about to go crazy, but she was like, I can't say that.
You know what? I can just leave it as that. I don't even
just stop right here, but I can get me fuck up on this.
You know what you think? You know, you think about something, you get more angry as you think about it. That's why I got up on that. Oh,
yeah, you can't tell. Yeah, you can't tell.
She just start off, man. I can be nice about it, and then she just start, you know.
It day. Whenever you ready for it, it day.
Let's have a real conversation, though. Okay. It sound like he absent, right? It sound like he not
available. He not
doing, you know what I mean? More than what he could do if he even doing anything, and she wants you to have a relationship. That's a specific words. She ain't gonna force you to have a relationship with him. Meaning you don't have any relationship with him. Ayo is fathers, right? We are fathers. But more Ayo have Ayo kids actively in Ayo life. If Ayo was in a position where y'all wasn't in the house or y'all wasn't around y'all kids, y'all could have seen yourself like not being around them or not having a relationship with them.
Like if they live in the same place as them?
Not in the same house though.
My situation is similar. I live in St. Croix, but my oldest son live in Atlanta. So it's tough, bro.
But even then though, you still point an effort in to make sure, you know what I mean? That like he know who you is and like y'all talk and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you have a relationship even though you're not there. Like my daughter ain't here either, but we talk every day, you know what I mean? So it's like relationship solidified, you know? But I just can't imagine being a dad and just that's not going with my youth, you know what I mean? Like I just be around my youth all the time, and check like that's just how I feel. I don't know. That's all asking if I are different. That's wondering if I would feel the same way, if I would like give them more space, or I would be trying to get closer to them as much as possible.
I ain't gonna let it like at it. I mean sometimes like you know, baby mothers grow to hate the baby daddy, and like it'd be difficult to even just go to the house. You know what I mean? Because it's the energy to just be stupid. So, like, but like, I just feel like dad should just look past the moms. You know what I mean? Shout out to Edwards because he ain't looking past that mom at all. Anthony Edwards, he's not looking past. He don't want shit to do with that child.
You see that video she dropped like recently or today or some fuck with a child drinking a bottle and she got TT out just against the child face and everybody was like, what the fuck you doing, bro? You see that video?
I didn't press play, but I see what you got.
Yeah, we could see. Everybody's like, we could see what's going to pass on you.
You know how, dog, this man despised this woman.
because a man tell a young lady he does not want a child. Like
dog, I do the frig. I forget like that frig was like episode 5 and you were frigging one I or aunt and the next one was the frigging baby.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I literally do that heck on the pod, dog. Like we literally do that fuck on the pod and she still went through it. Yeah, for sure. So it's like damn. Crazy world, man. Crazy world. But yeah, like in that type of situation, for real, like sometimes these baby mothers, like they make that frig hard for the man to want to be involved. You check, but like, and they just think about the youth, man. Hey, get any more?
Shout out to Dolly one time for the one time. Thanks for pulling up. I get one more, man. Be active in a kid's life, bro. I don't know what you want, dog. Cause some of we who want be can't be. You know what I'm saying? No, and the girl. Baby father or whatever, like have a relationship with your fucking kids, dog. What the fuck wrong with you, dog? For real. Like you gave me fuck up. Like for real, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like you playing around with life, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like for real.
You talking about aunt?
No, he talking about a baby daddy for the woman.
Dude, like what the fuck, dog? Message to anybody, dog. For real. Like I'm playing wrong, dog.
The man gonna be cool in village and some dude gonna walk up you gonna be like, what the fuck you are saying on the pod, my boy?
You saying on the pod about me? I'm my youth, my boy. Nah, what he gonna say? That's what he gonna say. I ain't gonna lie, Rain. I hear what you were saying, and I can't feel the passion, dog.
You know? You changed my life.
You changed my life. No, I get the kids with me all the time. Like, ain't waiting for you.
You know?
Ever since that episode, I been there, I picking them up, I call them. You know what I mean?
Like, in the beginning of the part when I was talking about Bazip, I didn't know what I was talking about, but when you said, being a kid's life, no way understand, dog. No way understand.
Yeah. So, yeah, man, adoption. So, yeah, man, my fee is only 10K. You know what I mean? That's a one-time payment. Just check.
Now the man want to be a life coach. He don't want to watch, yeah. You know? He want to be a life coach.
He don't want to watch, because...
You know what? I can come up next. After this, for me, like, I'm all a skunk.
Yeah, nigga, I just calling to tell you that you acting like a bitch today, dog. Like, you never want to listen to me. You always fucking telling me shit that don't mean nothing. I just want to communicate about my data. But yeah, fuck you, nigga.
I say this.
You know, nigga, why you acting like a bitch?
I can't tell you that much.
You know, will you say voting?
I said, you're not going to get true to him that way.
I'll say this. She said, I fuck with a smile on her face. And she was say this fuck for a long time, dog.
Like, this is my moment. Yes. Fuck.
Yes. For real.
Yeah, nigga, I just can't tell you that you acting like a bitch today, dog. I was fucking telling me shit that don't mean nothing. I just wanted to communicate about my data. But yeah, fuck you, nigga.
Hey, hear this, right? She probably see the post at the same time with his man get she fuck up the same day.
Oh, she ain't about to submit this.
Oh yeah.
Crazy about she was fuck. Driving that folks on a motorbike low key, but she was rooting that car dog saying that voice. One hand of phone, yeah, one hand of stereo.
Yeah, nigga.
Yo, that's hilarious. What the fuck?
Oh my god, you know, advice for you, dog. Just got, you know?
Step up. I got one back one more time, Rain. Just one again? One more time.
Wow, make this the intro.
One more time. Yeah, nigga.
Yeah, nigga. I just calling to tell you that you acting like a bitch today, dog. Like, you never want to listen to me. You always fucking telling me shit that don't mean nothing. I just want to communicate about my data. But yeah, so, fuck you, nigga.
So pause. First of all, you calling the man a bitch. I don't know you calling the man a bitch, so you're gonna react. So now you're saying, no, shit mean nothing, dog. Everything focus is just a child. You know, just our data. I don't want to hear nothing else but the data. But you just call me a bitch. You feel me? That's fighting words, especially from your baby mother. That's tough.
Yeah,
it's tough.
Yeah,
but he gotta be fucking up though.
You know, when woman mad, you know, they'll sell us like crazy stuff. You check, like, she probably ain't a mean the hey, word, bitch.
They'll say the shit to really provoke you to, like, yeah, you're gonna fuck him up.
I don't think she really think you're a bitch. You check, like, if she
if
she feel you are a bitch, you won't be on the pod saying to we, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know that. I think she feels he's up. like that, you come on this platform when, like, with the green is at this height, and you gonna send that. Like, I really feel he's up. She feels he's a bitch. Well, yo, this may chance to get my shit out for sure.
But I'll come in the comments and be like, yeah, bet. Wait till I get home today.
I know that voice, you know. That's my baby mother.
somebody, listen.
Can I identify? If I just gonna random, I just, you know, I scroll into Facebook, I see a podcast, I click it, and I listen to a fan mail, I can identify if that's your baby mother. Just hearing the voice.
Oh yeah.
You will know, Rain?
Of course. I mean, how wouldn't I know? Yo, there's only one person. How would like, she, know? Like...
Oh man.
With the next episode, we're gonna have the dudes. If I could submit an anonymous voice note, to let's fuck. We're gonna have like 40 of them. Cause you know we 89%.
I got submit one. I submit one.
Like, as you hit play and be like, my girl. When I come for the kids, make sure they're ready. You know.
Yeah.
Waiting for. You know what I mean?
Like, get me park up in Grove, long, dog. What
not
the fuck?
A Grove. Oh, damn.
I might have one. Like, real talk.
Give me a sample,
Chad. I could get robbed twice, dog.
Give me a sample, Charles. How you?
No, I can't do that. I can't do that. You trying to get me in trouble? You
not
see?
Not saying you like. I just like an example of some other nigga communicating.
I still gonna get in trouble, but like, that's how you feel. From two different angles too. One coming from left, one coming from the right. Nah.
People messaging me saying that they're saying hi and we ain't telling them hi back. I can't see the comments. So
I'm gonna be real with you.
I can't see the comments.
So, you know, only one man could see the comments. So I could just be
You could see the comments because too, I have a phone. That means that's the phone supposed to be on the live, watching the live with the volume turned on all the way.
The last time I was looking down too much, I get in trouble.
Let me say something. Shout out to everybody one time for pulling up to the live again. You know what I mean? Like, I heal up a lot of Ayo, but like somebody, you know what I mean? They're flowing, you know what I mean? Dali said, fix it. Cause she said hi, and I tell her Dali said hi, and I breeze past Dali. You check. You know what?
If I want, I didn't hear you say that.
Big up yourself, Dali. She said it on IG. IG. Exactly. I ain't seen it.
We streaming on multiple platforms. We on FB. We on YouTube. Mm-hmm, you know what I mean? We on fucking Instagram. We on the hub too, low key. Like you go see us on the hub. You check. Like we trying.
So that Dali, that Dali girl, she's a dancer. Dog. She from rock. And she'd have been a bunch of music videos in Atlanta.
Would that be your hand, cuz?
This is a
a prop. Yeah, that's all it is. A prop.
But it used to scratch my beard. A beard scratcher. I gonna leave the link in the comments.
Dali said she not from rock. What you talking about, dog?
She from Dominica, but she have rock ties, no? So which Virgin Island? Which Virgin Island?
Wrong information.
Which Virgin Island do you rep, mama?
On this episode of Do Chris Really Know You? She said she from Dominica, dog.
That's why I know she from Dominica, but I know she have Virgin Island ties. So I want to know which Virgin Island does she rep? You know what I mean? Is it rock? Is it St. Croix? Or maybe she's saying fuck the Virgin Islands. She going full Dominica, you know?
Oh, she says she live in rock, but she don't rep the VA at all. Emphasizing the all.
I don't know, dog. I think I see you dancing a music video at Virgin Island. I flag tie up on your waist. You know, I ain't too sure. You know what I mean? But like, if I could be mistaken, I apologize. But shout out to Dali for real though, because
when you rep Maryland.
Next question.
You don't feel like you're a part of the culture over
there? I don't want to be a part of it. You know what?
Because you feel like you're a part of the culture in Texas?
Yeah, dog. I get cowboy boots and shit, dog.
I don't represent this place at all, bro. I rather say from Atlanta, even though I don't even live in Atlanta.
Hey, shout out to the A. Shout out to the A. We fuck with the A. Actually, we fuck with the A for sure. Cuz lived in the A, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I could see me moving to Atlanta soon. Not soon, but like I could see
it. You love it, bro.
If things really go the way how I thinking, I could see it happening.
You love it, bro. I will be back at some point in my life, back in Georgia, so.
Yeah, that shit.
Well, we gotta stay out of the hood, though. We can't be in the hoods, though. We can't be in the hoods, man. That's
shit, we need to. We're gonna be so successful. We're gonna buy a whole hoodie, you know what I'm saying? We get a whole block.
That's some shit you would do on some power shit. Like, you know
just
mean?
Buy the whole block? Hell
you
yeah.
You got some goals. Shit, I could done see you. You don't own a club. I don't own a club. I could see me own a club, you know what I mean? Like, you know what? This is Club Dreams.
Never see
you
a bad club owner in my life, you know what I mean?
I'm gonna be the first nigga.
Chris.
Hey, but for real, shout out to Dali. She been fucking with the pod like shit, like since I was the editor. You know what I mean? How long ago that was. You know what I'm saying? So big up yourself, man. Free.
Chris loses his job like 3 episodes. I'm joking, man. You editing for a while, lad. Don't trip. You editing for a while.
It's me make that dope intro that all the girls love so much. When we was
the
kids.
Reason we are 89% male viewers is because we get rid of the
you
intro.
Switch the intro. Dude, you know how much? I put a heck on my snap. You know that I wake up the next day to like 12 frigging messages. OMG, I love that intro. That intro was so nice. That intro was amazing. I was like, yeah, man, you know.
Charles, I watched a fuck from Tehran. And he was like, I'm so happy that people around me that used to celebrate everything I do. At this Ray, the manager was like, nah, that is shit, my boy. I don't like that fuck. And that's what turned you into what you turned into, your check. You got a lot of fans, nigga, that'll be boosting your head up, dog. You don't even know if it's good for real or not, dog. You know what I mean? Like,
that's why I have value. Fans, that's why I have value.
You rather hear your DMs and hear what we got. I said all the time.
No, I didn't fuck with. I didn't be listening to what I was saying. You know what I'm saying? But
I just ain't.
Nah, man, never.
Hey, Charles.
Never.
Chris,
why the man get me like a violent dude? That we done been in person so much times. We talking about?
I use a sweetheart in person.
Tell the man about them braids and all. Man, telling you, are you crazy? Look what these girls telling me. Hard eyes.
What? 89% male views, yeah, but hard eyes, man. Hard eyes.
Hey. Ties, dog. To be honest, I gonna start taking care of my hair for real. You know what I mean? Like I get a hair products. No, Nyx was just here. She get like I watching it right here. Like she pulled me on. You know what I'm saying? So I gonna start dealing up. You know what I mean?
Watching the Apple now too.
Shout out to Nyx B. She was just here. She was just at the crib. Like vibes, pure vibes. You know what I'm saying? So look out for what we get planned and in store for real. For real.
Your gray hair is insane now, dog.
Yeah,
like, next year.
Mm-hmm. But I was thinking like if to embrace it or if to just die.
Yeah, man, it's small, bro. I mean, you're young, well, you be alright.
I ain't gonna lie, I was playing ball yesterday and that man was trying to OG me like I best chill the fuck. I'll still bust your ass. They had this girl that got me, right? She was like, I'll guard him, you don't do much. I was like, all right. That was the quickest game. That shit I done quick. You know what I'm saying? A girl, you know, girl and art for fucking God me die. I don't give a fuck. So I had to show what it was, and it was up after that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so moving on, man, to the big topic at hand. So that against the green. Segment. So Damon Wayans, one of the Wayans brother, he was on Club Shay Shay the other day, and he's saying in an interview that he was with a girl that his nephew dated. You know what I mean? Some people find that weird. Some people understand like how I feel about a dude dating his nephew girl or a girl. I mean,
how old is the girl?
I mean, like, it's Damon Wayans we talking about, so he gonna be older than she, of course. Like, you know, all them rich celebrities, they always date younger, so that's probably what end up happening, you check. So, like, if that's his nephew, I'll probably say he's, like, about 20 years older than his nephew. So, I guess it's, like, a 20 to 30 age gap between the two.
That's, like, I mean...
That's like
I know I think the same thing. Yeah, like
that's like you just see bigs or I think you used to meet for real all the time, like they just together and like you telly, like I ain't gonna lie, Biggs, I used to kill that heck for real. He like, I know, she tell me I still love she. I still love she, like
I mean
I won't care.
Okay.
I wouldn't care.
Society wise, you think that's right? Like morally? That's like, did he dating his son ex?
No. Well, that's crazy. No, that's crazy though. Your son?
Well, no, I mean like ages. I ain't talking about the relationship.
No, it's Rain, that's the same fuck. They got a lot. Like uncle is down near your second father. Your uncle was down near your next dad, so I feel it's the same thing.
But they're different, though. I don't want to say they're famous, you check.
Like growing up, every uncle in my life, I will start to like show them the same respect that you will show your dad. So
I would just never understand why celebrities that do that. There's so much woman in the world. Like, if I was a celebrity, I'd find like the most prettiest unknown girl, regular girl, an IG 500 followers. That's it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they'd just be dating each other.
Yeah, they just stay in the same pool in LA. That's what he said on the interview too. He was like, man, you know how small LA is, like the dating pool just small, you know what I mean? So you're gonna be dating the same person. Or like, look at, you know, Anthony Edwards, the same baby mother we were talking about. She got a baby for little baby too.
Yeah.
So like, it just goes to show how like they just like they deal up with the same people.
What I tell
because,
you.
Because like what you said, right? That tells me that these girls know how to act. So probably these girls are low key don't know how to act, cause. So.
Okay.
That's probably what it is. Like, I hear celebrities say that like the reason why they date each other girls is because they done already trained. They know how to act. They know like, okay, you've been with a basketball player before. You know my routine. You know how to, you know how to maneuver and shit like that. Like, I ain't gotta teach you too much. It's a different world. Fuck is a whole different world. You know what I'm saying? So.
I think it's definitely weird though, for real, I think it's weird though, but think about it like this though. Imagine, you're going to be in a couple of years, I'm going to be like that uncle age, right?
Mm-hmm. Couple of years? Like far from that, big man.
Okay, sorry. In the near future.
Couple of years?
In the near future, you're going to hit.
The far
Really and truly, Charles, think about it. In the next 10, 11 years, like that gonna be around the age I'm talking about. That's not far away, nigga. But anyways,
that's far, bro.
That is far, but not really. But hear it though. I gonna be at that age where it's like, your nephew and so gonna be dealing with some stuff. You know what I mean? They're gonna be over 21 and so, you know what I mean? And they're gonna end up falling out. And then they're gonna be like, why were your finance uncle? You know what I mean? And I'm gonna try dig it up. I'm gonna be like, nah, me ain't doing that. Fuck. That's what I'm gonna tell her. Sir. Bad thing. You're like, wah, nephew, you the man. Cause you know it's a bad thing. Dog. You know what I mean?
The man said the family cocoa to be a little weird. It was a little weird. But you know, they'll get past it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, snap, I seen comments, Rod. If they trained, then why the relationships don't last? Celebrity marriages that don't last? Like, none of them. I feel like what it keep relationships alive is quality time. And I feel like if you use a celebrity, in order to maintain success, you're going to be like deep in your craft. Like, if you use a basketball player, you're going to be practicing a lot. If you use a musician, you're going to stay in the studio. And if you use an actor, you're going to be sleeping in your trailer majority of the time because you got to act. So it's like, I feel like them relationships don't last because they don't ever have quality time, check. So
you think so?
I feel so. I feel that's what it is.
So, like, so you feel like all these big name celebrity relationships to the sea is all a facade?
I ain't saying it's a facade. Oh, you mean the successful one that we just see like for years and years and years? No, I don't think it's a facade. I just think that like they have an understanding. I think they IQ high enough to understand that hey, I sign up for this. Like I went with Denzel Washington, so I know he's a successful person that's going to be out there for like the majority of our time together. So I mentally prepared for that. And I don't keep holding him down. I ain't gonna stress him. So when he go to act and when he go to work, he ain't gonna be stressed and he could be locked in so he could keep on being successful in life. Now, I mean, I feel like those individuals is like the gems you check. So shout out to Vanessa Bryant, you know what I'm saying?
If you feel like, well, Chris, that's a whole next topic, though. But you know, it definitely ties in with knowing who it is you're rocking with too in your relationships, right? Like making sure that they could even do that type of thing. Cause you could find a gem, but like she just ain't used to you being able to do certain stuff and not being available as much as you should have been or could have been. You know what I mean? But she might check the boxes everywhere else. So knowing your partner and seeing if they even capable of doing something like that might be the reason it work out and it don't work out, you know?
Yeah, facts.
You know?
That makes sense. Hey, man, so we're going to end the episode off with a little game, you know what I mean? Like, would you rather? And then we busting off and we out, you know what I'm saying? We got four would you rathers together. Who want to read them? You want me to read them? Because you want to read.
Who get the best voice inside of you?
You don't wanna hype your voice up for sensory God knows how long.
That is proven. If we do a poll, if we could do a poll right now. If we could do a poll right now, Oh, we could have asked who get the best waist.
Rian, I get the best waist. You want to know?
Can't be that good if all you getting is 10% a woman.
I don't do most of the talking. You check. I'll just stand by and let somebody else cook. I don't go in my corner and wait for the ball. You check. So like, I ain't the one bringing it up the court. I ain't the one calling the play out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Just saying.
Man is a Derek Fisher's nigga.
I ain't gonna lie, Charles. The last time in Atlanta, somebody introduced me as the editor. And fuck it, I was like, what? I really in the car for real. So I just say 89% may not be my fault. I just letting you know, dog. You feel
like I do feel you got a legit voice. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like I feel like I get the best voice because I could switch my voice up. Like, I could sound like Heywood, I could sound like Leslie, you know, I could sound like
that's not your voice, then.
It's not your voice, cuz.
You imitating other voices don't mean you have the best voice, because then you...
I like DDG, you know, like, my real voice really deep as hell, but I just don't want to intimidate people, you feel me?
Right,
like,
bro. You got the best connection of y'all right now, so you read the questions. I ain't even playing this game. Funny,
dog. All right, so would you rather know all the secrets of space, or would you rather know all the secrets of the ocean?
I want to know space.
That's an easy ass answer.
What's far? How you know even have a space?
Exactly. This nigga cooking.
Guns.
Cooking. Fucker gonna pick all the knowledge of space, and then he gonna just be waiting. Like, so what the fuck the knowledge there, dog?
This is the type of episode.
Would you rather ask? First of all, space and the ocean is the same, dog.
Here we go.
So you can't, either way you put it, you know what I mean? Outer space, outer ocean, I just feel it's the same, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It gotta be space, Charles.
The ocean, bro.
You know stuff about the ocean. You know way more about the ocean than you know about space.
I don't think you understand how much we as humans know about the fucking ocean, bro. Like, we don't, dog.
Charles, don't know shit, Charles, Chris, my bud, I fucking me up, dog. How much people you feel from the Virgin Islands alone been to space?
Zero.
How much people you feel in the Virgin Islands been in the ocean?
Everybody. But like,
how the fuck you gonna tell me that?
That ain't the ocean. That's the beach.
That's the beach, and then there's nobody in underneath the water.
I wrap this episode up, dog.
Nobody.
You never dip your head under the water? How much time you dip your head in space? What the fuck you telling me, dog?
Okay, you want me to show you how big the ocean is? Even us just dipping our head, or even us going to Buck Island, dog, that frig is still 0.00001%. Of the water.
So you say us going in the plane is 0.00001% us going to space because we in the sky?
No, we're not even
exactly. We're not even touching space. So that obviously it can't be that we know more about space than we know about the ocean.
Or rain, at least we know for a fuck our ocean day. So you don't want to know
what the fuck you think the moon is a projector? Like, what the fuck you think this is? Where did the sun to come from? An oven? Like, what the fuck you talking about? Are you high?
At least you know the shit real, bro. Come
Rain, on. That's how crazy it is.
Rain, they get so much fuck on the water, dog, that we don't our mind can't even...
You see the man fake as shit with the two people being in space for 9 months?
That's how hard it is to get to space. You gotta fake it. Walking to the beach, dog, acting like that fuck is nothing. Like, what are you talking about?
When they say the ocean, they mean the depths of the sea. No?
We know we need the Mariana Trench, and we talking the deepness of the ocean, and we can't really go to.
You know what I mean? This is shit that like people can't.
We don't even know if it's a whole wall underneath there, you know.
Atlantis, bro. Mermaids, come on, dog.
I always thought 3 members of the pod were being good, but I think we need 4. I can't do this fucking forever, dog. Nah, dog. I think Elon Musk's money just went to shit for no reason. I think this money is spending bread for some.
I mean, you mentioned power earlier, you know what I mean? Like, power was a drug dealer, but he had the club.
to show people, like, you know, to clean his money. So this heck is probably just a way to clean his money, you know what I'm saying? Ayri, so we'll move on to the next question. Ayri, so would you rather have your thumbs be replaced with your big toe or have your pinky, or have your ring pinky replaced with your pinky toe?
Hold on. Yo, say one more time, cuz.
So you have your thumbs replaced with your big toe or your pinkies replaced with your pinky toe? Boy, if you got a thumb on your toe, Ross.
That's tough. Like, I think I go in my, I'm gonna go the pinky route.
I could do one
next one. This man so privileged, dog. Like, all them is a would you rather, dog? All them man want both. Hey, God.
I don't want none. To be honest, I don't sound good either way. I go with the thumb, cause I just interested. That's the only reason. I've no understanding.
Imagine your finger a girl with a thumb, no.
for the finger, you know. What I'm saying? All right.
You want the big, shout out to everybody
pulling up to the pod, man. Yeah, I know 7:30 Wednesdays, you know, that's when we're doing all our things. So I try and tap in 7:30. The live will still be up, so I could watch the live after it finish. If I miss it, if I want to roll,
and
up,
the audio gonna be there too.
So audio will be on the podcast platform and so too.
Play that freak on your way to work in the gym, you know what I mean? On the way to your baby daddy house, all that stuff, man. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to audio. Definitely thanks for pulling up, man. We ain't finished though. I just learned. I know thanks for pulling up. You check. Tap in with that quick.
Hey, so last one. Would you rather be a master of every musical instrument or be fluent in every language? Hold on. LA, you got one more before that. But we could answer that one. Would you rather be a master of every musical instrument or fluent in every language?
Every language, nigga. What the fuck?
I said, what the fuck, dog? Bro.
Fuck instruments, dog. I can't beat a drum to get some... Well, I could beat a drum to get some money.
Rain, you know... Rin, you know, before medicine, they used to heal people with healing bowls, right? Dog, if you become a master, the man could just cure somebody at cancer, you know, dog. Like, you're a master at every instrument, you know, like.
I guess I just selfish because I just want.
Okay, how would be fluent
anywhere I want to go?
How would be?
You even travel the world? What you to do with that ability, Rin?
Man, you have say, six don't parts. Travel the world.
But I have six pods. Cause
you say don't travel the world. You say don't travel the world.
Yeah, like how much?
I've been more places than you.
What you gonna actually use, Rain?
I could go Puerto Rico.
That's not enough, bro.
I could really be the reason for world peace if you think about it.
Yeah,
I could
but
talk
you're
to
not,
everybody.
Though.
I could talk to everybody. And I know translators is a real job, right?
Dog, you touch so much people's souls with these
you know
instruments.
I know translators is a real job, right?
We need another prince
to music, right?
We need another prince.
I have a next prince somewhere on TikTok right now. I have so much musicians. How much niggas I know is actually really bilingual. Again, man, I know a little Spanish. This man can't speak a lick of fucking Spanish, but they put on their resume no Spanish. Like, I need to know these things. It's important, bro.
Okay, Rain, I just want to know how you going to use that gift.
I going to watch anime without fucking having subtitles, nigga. What the fuck? I'm going to enjoy my life. Like, what are you telling me, dog? Like,
no,
fuck
that's
music,
the reason.
Nigga.
That's
like,
the
what?
Reason.
I could go and meet these motherfuckers.
I know it had to be something deeper, dog. But what?
And I love music.
With no subtitles, bro. Just say that, dog. You could have stopped with that, bro.
I fuck with it. Now I fuck with it.
Yeah, no one understands.
Yeah, I don't know shit. Yeah, that's fucking.
What about you, cuz?
I pick the language too.
Oh, how you use that to benefit you?
Hear more fuck
social
no,
media.
No. Hear more fuck now, no man grilling me, you know. But social media to talk. Oh,
but
what the fuck?
No, they actually have a person on TikTok, right? Who know a lot of language, so he'd go to like different like countries, and he would talk, and then like. He will legit ask them like what language did they speak, and when they just say like what language, he'll just start talking in that language.
I wouldn't do that.
That's literally all he did. That's his whole content. He would just have a whole conversation in a different language.
Nah, I wouldn't do that. He trying to get likes. I ain't doing that. To be real. Like going to that man president and having real conversations. Ching yang hong yang, you know what I mean? And real conversations, you know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? What about you guys? Dog.
Instruments, dog. Like, imagine trying to win my girl back and then just pull out the piano, dog. And then just like, you know what I'm saying? Just playing beautiful. And pull out the harp, you know what right I'm saying? Time to say goodbye. I'm going crazy.
So, real question for you, right? You, right now, you, Chris Breezy, right now, you could play every instrument in the world. How much instruments can you play at once?
It depends, but you can set them all around each other and just, you know, go from one to one.
Never. We lose Chris, man. Yeah, man. The fuck area. Hey, yo.
It don't matter if you're in St. Croix, Georgia.
Texas, Georgia, it don't really matter. Oh, look. What you saying, big dog?
What the fuck does happen, dog?
You're playing your instruments. It. I don't know. I was asking you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what just happened, bro. I was asking you. You being Chris Breezy, if you can play every instrument in the world, how much instruments can you play at once?
Probably 3.
So you can play every instrument in the world, but you capped at 3.
Because I only have 2 hands and 1 mouth, Rain.
That's what I'm trying to show you. 1 mouth that could talk to 20 people in 20 different languages.
No, because you can only talk once at one time, dog. What the fuck? You can't talk Echo double.
Text. Echo group chat?
I rather
you can get a lot of jobs.
I could get a lot of jobs. I could open a lot of businesses, nigga. What the fuck? I could have a bank in Russia.
I could get a lot of jobs too.
I can relate to more than just.
I could get a lot of jobs. I get so much rock bands that would be like drummer help.
Chris
one.
Be the man in New York on the side of the road with a bunch of buckets.
I'll be going on tour. You know what I mean? I'm gonna be a drummer in about going crazy.
You know, be that dude. I get a little thing in your mouth with a tube and he drumming and playing the piano with your foot and them foot. That's gonna be
exactly
you.
Going crazy. I mean, music.
Yeah, that's why I use all our gifts for different reasons. You check what he's saying. So yeah, man.
Everybody, before, last question.
Go ahead.
The last. Would you rather? Would you rather have the ability? Oh shit! Where is heck that? Oh, my first question. Hey, would you rather have? Would you rather have all traffic lights you approach be green and never have to stand in line again? So you ain't never gain a red light in your life. Or, so it's always go. Or you never have to stand in line again.
You go first, Chris.
Okay, I go first. Shit, I rather not stand in line. As much as I hate the red lights, dog, like me and like red lights that it'd take me the fuck off, dog. I'd be like, no way, catching
you wilding, bro.
Nah, I agree.
I want to skip a lane, dog. Imagine I ain't Six Flags and I just walk past everybody like,
fuck Six Flags,
dog. Look at the front. God, great, Chris. You know when you're in GPS and it's still like 15 minutes away and he's like, dog, it can't be that far. It's because of the lights, you know.
That's true.
About, you got past the traffic.
You got past like 8 lights. 10 lights for 1 mile.
It depends on where you're at too, though. Cause like for me, my roads don't really have lights like that to check. So like I don't just deal with cars and traffic at checks. So yeah, I said no traffic or no lines, that'd be a different conversation.
If you're going through stoplights with no red light, that means you down there never gonna have traffic.
No. If you're on the freeway, nigga, you always gonna have traffic. Like traffic don't come from lights all the time. It'll come from cars merging, it'll come from all type of shit. Too much cars on a
road. Yeah, but on the highway, you don't have a red light.
Dog,
I
got a dorm road that I always get traffic on it because it'll go from 6 lanes to 2 lanes.
Yeah,
dog.
So that's what he's saying.
Like, what the frick they dealing with, dude? Like, why would you do that, dog? Like, why? Like, who make this heck, dog?
So red lights really don't exist over here for me. I don't really think about a red light, but I think about
because imagine that. Imagine like you just walking past everybody in a long line at the
airport,
or like airport, or going to see a concert for Chris Brown. You're like, damn, this fuck ram, dog. But you get to walk past everybody and just
I mean, that sounds good, but that's not all. That's not a everyday shit. You going?
Yes, it light. Is. Cause you gotta
going
go to the
light every day. Cause
I feel what you're saying. I feel like it's just one of those things. Things that you just gotta live with your check, like at the end of the day, like somebody gotta stop at a red light. You know what I mean?
So, I feel like, when I don't watch the Would You Rather's rain, right? I don't watch like if how I could make money off of this. Fuck.
Do you? Cause you said instruments and you don't.
Are you making money off of skipping lines? Cause
like, you know, like, I gonna be there for every drop. You know when Trumps drop the retros,
so I
gonna
be the every sneaker drop. Yeah,
every sneaker drop. You know what I'm saying? I gonna be there for every
you
like, you know,
everything on time because the lights is green.
but you are gonna be there on time, but you gonna be in line.
Be there on time.
Yeah,
it
gonna still
bro.
Be in line though.
Again, niggas are gonna be there from midnight and them fuck, and you showing up 7 a.m. passing the line. My boy, what? Fuck out a red light. That could, man, I ain't getting no light. I come when I want. No line. I could come. Whenever I want and just show up there, you know what I mean? Like that just sound more beneficial in my opinion. Humble.
How I can make money off of knowing every instrument, dog. Like I gonna be like playing
you
the
gonna
clarinet.
Be a professor, you gonna be a teacher. Teachers don't make no money. That's why you gonna be a teacher.
Shout out to all the teachers, man, because facts, the fact that I'm waking up early every day to work for free is crazy, but like
they don't work for free.
They don't work for
don't
free.
Sell don't sell at them, man. Oh my
first
god.
Of all, first of all, you know what I'm saying. After they don't pay all the bills, what's left? If you think about it, you know what I'm saying?
What if they marry to a baller?
That usually, they got a lot of teachers like that. Like, they married to, like, a real baller, for real. You know what I mean? But, like, dog, to be a teacher, you got to be dedicated. You got to really love that heck.
Yeah, I love kids.
You got to love that heck.
Teaching.
You know? So, I love teaching, though. Like, I got training, a guy on my job, I don't know, and I just love that heck.
I don't like teaching, to be honest.
I love teaching.
I like when people basketball. I like when people dedicated and that's why I'm putting the work. It's like me, you want to teach nobody nothing.
I love teaching. I don't mind teaching.
To go to work. Before we dip, though, I got a question for you. It's a good time to talk about it, too, man. It's a good freebie for the people that stay for the end or show up to the end. Again, I treat you, check. Why I think a man need an Apple Watch to be motivated to go to the gym?
You asking the people, you asking me and Charles?
Two are you. The only people with Apple Watches in here.
So, first and foremost, I was always motivated to go to the gym. Because if I walk past a mirror and my back fat, I'm going to be like, yo, I need to go to the gym. So, like, that's going to motivate me in itself. Plus, I want to stay active because I want to be active when my kids get older. So, we could do shit together. So, that's my motivation. Now, an Apple Watch that motivate me to go harder. Because they got a lot of times that you thinking you going hard in the gym, dog.
But when you look, define going harder, though? What's define that for us? What does that mean?
So the Apple Watch going keep track of, like, if you making fuck, dog. They've done had times I've been in the gym and the frick just stopped recording my heck and be like, are you still working out? I'm like, damn, man. Nigga, I can't take a break, dog. I can't get some water, bro. Like, what the
fuck? So like, about in between sets, then?
Yeah, like, sometimes it'd be low fee. I ain't gonna lie. You know, sometimes I in the gym and I loafing, like, I went on my phone to look up our next workout and now I IG watching shit. So it's like, I'd be procrastinating. So me personally, it'd lock me in. And plus, like, me and Charles watch period. So it's like, if I been a fat ass all day and then my fucking wrist does vibrate, Charles just did 200 calories of strength training. And I like, oh, and fuck, they make me want to do some push-ups right there on the spot. You check what he's saying. So it's like, I fuck later. You know what I mean?
So, what about you, Charles?
The watch does not motivate me. I am motivating myself. The watch is like a trainer. Like, literally, it'll keep you on track. Like, today I wake up late. And I would damn near nowhere close and closing my ring. But because the watch is telling me, like, watch is literally telling me you have a couple hours to close your ring. Like, get up, like, do something. Like, it's keeping me on track, you know what I mean? And then as a person, I like to see results. I like to keep track of my results, you know? Like, I cut in, so I want to know how much calories I lose, and I want to know everything that I'm doing so I can keep track of everything. So that's why I like the watch.
It's an accomplished feeling. You feel accomplished.
And then it's like you set goals, and a watch help you accomplish your goals, and you get to see the goals that you're trying to accomplish. Like, I want to be able to take 10,000 steps a day. The watch is helping me with that. Like, I don't like to walk, but the watch helped me walk. Like, makes me want to walk more and do more. So that's what I like to watch.
You see, like, in the group chat, when we were able to send a calendar, and it shows, like, how much days in a row you walk, you know? Like, is that fuck is a sense of, like, accomplishment.
Rain, I didn't even know you burn so much calories playing basketball. I was here, you said basketball is good cardio. I didn't understand why everybody said that. Bro, you know how much calories you'd have burned playing basketball?
You'd like, be going hard.
I would have never known that if I didn't have a watch, if I wasn't tracking my calories while I playing ball.
So, it more sound like the watch is a good coach slash
trainer. Accountability partner.
Yeah, accountability coach type shit. Like, basically, like, you know, this is my goal. I want to do 10,000 steps.
And we know how you is with accountability, so.
I don't hold myself accountable a lot.
Yeah, fuck you, rich.
But I mean, to be honest, I watch you hold me accountable. You know, I don't hold myself accountable all the time, you feel me?
So, but hear this, Rain. But not only that, it do that, then you can share with your friends. Like, me and Chris, they do it together, right? So, like, I would check to see how he doing out that all his day. They had a day this man didn't do shit. I was like, as soon as I text the man, cause I was like, oh boy, cause man, I was like, don't worry, cause man. And before I even said anything, I going to the gym. Don't worry, you ain't got to say nothing.
Yeah.
So in real time, how would that like look for me, right? Cause like, oh, you say, you see, this man ring ain't moving. My ring probably ain't gonna move until 5 p.m.
That's good,
That's fine.
That's fine.
As long as you, you know, as long as you accomplish the goal, you have goals set.
You set the goals how you set what goals you want. You know?
My fuck has 700 calories. His fuck is what? 1,000 calories. Like, my fuck
is 1,000 calories a day.
Yeah, my fuck is 700. So I is a whole 300. I is a whole workout. That's a walk. 300 calories is a workout. Well, so I is a whole workout behind you.
I bulking. So that's a different different goal for me.
Yeah. But yeah, so, you know, it's they have a workout ring though. You got a workout ring.
But hear this. But if you bulking, you're supposed to know how much calories you're supposed to take a day.
Yeah, you know, I have 2,300 right now.
But you know how much calories not to burn. So by you wearing a watch and you doing your workouts, you will know I burned 600 calories. So that means I gotta make sure I eat this much. After pouring this amount of calories.
I forget our science that, like, in order to get a friggin', like, but you gotta buy a scale and then fuck, you know, that you gotta fucking put your meat on a scale and heck, like to get a precise body that you want, you know, dog. And your watch can only help. Your watch can only help with the metrics, man. For you.
Hey, Shaq, shout out to you if you watching, man. He's been trying to, like, make you go to my job, you know.
This man got a watch. I see his watch. I saw his watch in person.
Shaq don't have no fucking watch, man.
I promise you, Shaq got a fucking watch, bro.
No fucking watch, dog. Like, for Shaq, if he got a watch.
Okay, Shaq has a watch. I saw him with a watch, bro. The
Kali right now after he come out this
fucking. The man just bought
it. Let me see your wrist. Will you get your wrist? I thought you was the real deal.
For example, Rain, I promise you I wasn't walking out this weekend. I just passed. Like, I had so much going on. Like, Nick's been here. But it's like, I just so addicted to closing my ring, bro.
Ooh.
I ain't not gonna fucking feel right. Like, look how the heck looking at raw, dog. Like, if I do one little dent in my fuck, dog, it gonna crush me, dog. I gonna
dog,
be like, fuck.
Rain, know how good it feels to be like, you just seen a bunch of rings closed for the whole month straight? Like, it'll make you feel good,
bro. It's not fucking, of course.
It's like, it'll let you, it's like a mental fuck for you, too. It'll, like, stimulate you mentally because, like, showing you, like, nah, you really on your shit, bro. Look, that's what you're doing.
I realize I don't play ball no more on that type of level for years, you feel me? And that was my motivation. So it kind of, like, that's the part where, like, the motivator, you know? Like, it'll give you a goal. It give you something that you want to do. You feel me?
I feel you.
Let me put it into perspective for you, Rain.
And then we can wrap it up.
Then we're going to wrap it up, right? Use our editor, right? I promise you don't want to stop making clips.
If I want to edit it up really underscore, Rain, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I want it, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got a fee. got pitted feet, and we're gonna get out of rate.
So you don't want to ever stop making clips, right? Like you so fucking motivated that you're like, no, I gotta keep making clips. I can't stop now. So that's really how they watch the beef for me. Like, I can't stop now, dog. It just ain't too deep.
I don't feel that way. I don't think I don't want to stop making clips. I want to stop making clips. I just can't. I don't want to go to the gym, but I cannot go to the gym.
You think I want to put my body through pain every single day?
Yeah, that's
day
what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. It's a battle between. Yeah. Get what you're saying. It's to hold you up, like, nigga. Like, get your ass outside and go to some walk. Get check. Like, go cut that grass. I feel you. Let's say. Ain't I getting one though? I appreciate that. Thank God for the wisdom and words.
Yeah, man. Before we take off, I just want to tell all the followers and supporters that we love Ayo. I want to tell my co-host that I love Ayo too. Same way, man. Just love, man, for real.
Before we go, Ray, I got a question for you. You think me and Chris gonna be able to close our ring when we in Atlanta?
Y'all thinking about us? Fuck it.
Atlanta what?
Think we gonna be able to close our ring when we in Atlanta?
No. I don't know why I do it. I don't know why I think I have routines is. No.
When you gonna be sleeping? You gonna be sleeping and me and cousin in the background fucking doing ball peas.
That's this fuck. I gonna show you how the ring make week. How the what make
watch
week
work out. I'll give you the schedule. I'll give you a random schedule. We're gonna come in. Friday, we're gonna be there. We're gonna do our thing all Friday. Friday night, we're not going home. We gonna go home probably like 3 a.m, 4 a.m. Fox. Then we gotta wake up all this Saturday to do something. Probably brunch. Shout out to the manager. She gonna hook us up with something to do Saturday to do some type of content in the morning.
And if you think I can't wake up an hour before we do anything, to get a good run.
Well, this is what he's saying. After we done that, we gonna do all of that. Blah, blah, blah. We gonna walk. Go to do pads. We gonna pad till the night time, and then we going back out again. We ain't going back home till 3, 4 a.m. And then Sunday, if you're lucky. You may get all the effect that you can get some sleep. But if you got to do content on Sunday too.
I leave in the Monday.
See? So even then, you might be able to do your work on Sunday.
I'm coming back on Monday.
You might be able to do your work on a Sunday and maybe the Thursday. But when Friday we lock morning. In, if I did a Thursday, I don't see the Friday morning. I don't see the Saturday
Hey,
morning.
Man, where the open the runs there? Where the open runs in Atlanta, man? Just message me, man. Because that's the cheat code. All we got to do is run some ball. All I got to do is run some ball for real. Let me know where the open runs there. We there here. WTG, come in.
For real, look at Chris. Look at his face and ask that nigga. Chris, you think we're going to close that ring if we come on a weekend for this trip?
We can close it.
Look at his face, though. Axie, it's Axie.
I ain't gonna lie, cause.
When I close my ring, I don't tell me nothing, you know.
I ain't gonna lie, cause I'm freaking be crazy.
It's like we're on tour. Mountain, we working. I don't think you think this fuckers. We gonna come out. We gonna be just kicking it. Ain't no fucking kicking it that we walking.
Don't have no free time to do nothing, dog.
You think like, well, we got all time to spare, man. By the time you look back in the studio, we don't have time.
In charge of traffic, like, man. So it's like, we done got fucked out of fucking.
Can't even eat. All right, so bro. Hey.
So, yeah, man. Hey, whoever stick around, get a freaking hole inside.
That's what he's saying. They getting a treat. They getting a treat. But yeah, man.
Shout out to everybody, man. We all just want to be peace, love, prosperity, all that good stuff. We out.